when I went to school, I had no concept that fashion was ever going to be anything that I was going to be working in or involved in any long-term way. But even in the, I graduated from high school in 71 and went to a school in Austin. And so that was, even though it was the 70s, it was still high hippie era. And even as a hippie, I was very conscious of what I was wearing. I mean, I was, you know, it was, and actually I would say all hippies were very conscious. It was part of the deal. But anyway, I majored in English and history with an emphasis in women's studies. And I often kind of laughed that I'm sure that, my women's studies professors who were, you know, would have been so proud of me to end up in the most sex role stereotypical profession of anything. Anyway, after college, I moved back to Dallas, not really knowing what I was going to do. And a friend of our family's was the head of advertising for Neiman Marcus. And I thought that she would be a great name to have on my resume as I was preparing for like receptionist jobs. I mean, I didn't have a clue. And when I called to ask if she would be on it, she said that they had an entry level position in the advertising department of Neiman Marcus downtown, and that I should come and apply for that. So I did, and that was my first entree into the much higher level of fashion. So that was my first job.